8:31 the time in the world's most beautiful city on probably as great a day as we've seen in the last several weeks here, Thursday morning on the Mornings with Ed show. And 8:30 on a Thursday brings us Mayor Bob Whalen, who steps in to speak with us for a few minutes. And we are, as always, glad to have you here. Thank you for being here this morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Ed. Thank you. I always look forward to talking with you here on Thursday mornings.
Yes.
A good one, as you say, today.
It is spectacular. We were expecting for it to still be raining a little bit. I was surprised and glad to see that the sun is just shining through this morning. Perfect day.
Beautiful.
Yes. I want to talk about some things we discussed during Tuesday night's meeting, but I want to cover first a matter of maybe even in hours. Orange County could be in the red tier. And we're told that if we as a collective here in Orange County do everything right, we might even be in the orange tier by mid-April at some point. Will the city change anything about the way we check in at City Hall when we go visit? For instance, now we have to check in?
Yeah, I think as we move through the tiers, we're going to do that. We probably need to have a discussion as to when that'll happen. I'm not sure that'll happen in the red tier. Maybe the orange tier that's the appropriate one to start, relaxing that process a little bit. It's worked very well, to date, because we've had, really very few cases at City Hall, thank goodness. But, we're going to need to start addressing that. I'm thinking the orange tier. I just did get a text shortly before you and I jumped on the call from Supervisor Bartlett, who said, she's thinking if there's one metric that gets hit on Friday that's called the health equity index or measure,
right,
then she thinks the governor could announce it on Saturday even, or possibly Sunday, but right, maybe sooner.
Very nice. Very nice. So in considering that, is that the same tier you'd consider in-person council meetings, or are we looking at maybe yellow tier before we get there? And if we do, how do you envision things like the capacity limits and distancing and masking enforcement within the chambers?
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, the CDC is still recommending, obviously, distancing, internally, other than, if you happen to have a small group of fully vaccinated people. But so we've spaced it out. It's very few people that get in there. I think it was maybe 15 or max 20 after you got staff and council in there. I think it's not the red tier. It's possibly the orange tier. We maybe do a hybrid where people can come in. We've looked at one setup where people could come in and speak at the microphone and then exit out the door.
Right.
It's time to resuscitate those conversations for sure, and we'll do that.
Yeah. Hopefully, again, Orange County as a collective, hopefully we can continue to go in the right direction. The city on Tuesday night committed $2 million to the Neighborhood Environmental and Protection Plan. How do you envision this working, and how are we going to pay for it?
I think it's going to be a great program for our neighborhoods. We heard from many neighborhoods around the community that they were overrun last summer, this fall, even into the winter with visitors and trash and parking problems. So there were multiple departments involved. So we're going to double, in some cases, triple trash pickup frequency. We're going to have public works people actually go through the neighborhoods and pick trash off the streets, which has been a problem because people just throw trash on the streets.
Right.
We're going to have more law enforcement in the neighborhoods. The chief is working on a plan. We authorized hiring two new police officers for that, which is great to enhance the force. We hired another marine safety officer to run sort of the late afternoon into the evening shift where a lot of problems occur. It was just a great comprehensive plan. We're going to pay for it with money that the visitors pay us, and that money is Measure LL money and parking funds that we I think we've talked previously. We were able to get through Coastal and raise our parking rates, so that's going to be about $1 million a year, and we're going to commit it to this program.
Excellent. Excellent. I also noticed that on Tuesday, the county directed staff to pursue policies as code amendments, things like prohibiting the use of plastic straws and single-use plastic containers on beaches and trails, prohibiting restaurant distribution of single-to-go containers. And my question is that you're going to take it up in the summer. If you do, that means we won't be enforcing it until after our busy season. Is there any chance that the council would look at maybe fast-tracking these codes in order to be able to enforce them this summer?
Yeah, I think we actually did have that question did come up, and we did get some clarification from staff. So the target is to bring those back to us in May. They're ordinances, they amend the municipal codes, so it'll take two meetings to do it. But the only one that we're going to actually spend some time with the restaurant community on is just to see if is it practical, is it too big a financial hit to them to put that ban on plastic, complete ban on takeaway plastic right away. But yeah, I think most of it that'll be in place by summer. You know, the things that are dealing with the abandoned property in public parks and that sort of thing. So. That'll be good.
Okay. Now, a question just popped into my head the moment you were talking about discussing this with restaurants. Since now it appears that the president's going to sign the $1.9 trillion relief package, it seems that we will eventually possibly see a little piece of that. Could we use a little piece of that? Maybe I guess it's like $4 or $5 million we talked about last time. Could we use a little piece of that to maybe help the restaurants finance that? Would we be helping them? Would we even consider offering them additional help?
Well, I wouldn't take it off the table. I mean, but we'll see. Okay. That we are getting, I think 4.2 million was the last number I saw. I also saw that I think it's spread over 2 years, but okay. We've still got other, we're overall down.
Right.
Still about $9 million from the original budget. But, yeah, well, I mean, we want to understand the problem. See, obviously, the sooner we can get, the ban on plastic, takeaway plastic in place, the better for our beaches and environment overall. So we'll look at all the options.
Okay. We also saw something, the on-demand trolley service. It's a pilot program that we're starting. How's that going to work?
Yeah, I think that's the on-demand trolley is going to work start in the fall. And, they have some smaller vans, smaller trolleys, detailed the same, but than the big old trolleys. And I think it's going to work. The details will come, and they're going to come back to us. Staff's going to come back to us with the details. But basically, I think it's, kind of like a dial-a-ride, right? And then there's certain locations you can get dropped off downtown. It's kind of like a dial a ride and where are you going? And then details to follow. But, we'll see how it works and we'll see how big the demand is and then go from there.
Okay. All right. And a few weeks back, you and I discussed that you were going to set up a meeting with hospital management about safety and security concerns. Have you had that meeting? How did it go? And what did we come up with?
Yeah, Councilmember Blake and I met with them yesterday along with our staff, and it was a great meeting. The CEO of the hospital was there, and they had done a lot of work with respect to the incident where we had one of our local residents who was assaulted in the lower lot. So they are going to come to council on March 23rd, in fact, and give us an update of what they're going to do. They worked through with their CBRE, their property management firm, and the security firm, and they're going to be putting additional cameras in. They've restructured their security force there. They've invited our police department to go down and look and offer suggestions if there's additional things to be done. So I think it's a good outcome. It's a good outcome, and we'll get a full update on that on March 23rd.
Excellent. We'll circle that date on our calendar. Speaking of circling dates on our calendar, tonight is the second listening session in the search for city manager. How is tonight's session going to be different from the last one, if at all? And I was curious, can you ballpark how many applicants that we've sifted through so far?
I don't think the session's going to differ much from the first one. Hopefully it'll give more people an opportunity to input to Gary Phillips, our recruiter, same kind of questions. What qualities do you want to see in a city manager? What do you think the important issues are for the city that the new city manager has to address? Other, general input regarding, you know, that position and sort of where the city is and where the city needs to go. So I think it'll be very similar to the first one.
Right.
And it's, I don't know. We have not sifted through any. The application period hasn't closed yet. The recruiter is going to gather them all up, review them, and then we'll come back to council, I think, at the end of the month to discuss what the pool looks like and, you know, where we want to, you know, how we start winnowing it down.
Okay. And I'm encouraging my audience to get involved. And if you wanted to ask a question, ask a question, so that we're not hearing really the same people calling and asking the same questions each week. It gets redundant after a while. If that's the case, it'd be nice to hear from a fresh batch.
Yeah, I think it would be good. And just remind people that there's also a survey on the city website, SurveyMonkey, that pretty much asks the same question. So if you can't get to one of the meetings or can't dial in or zoom in, you know, consider going to the website and giving us your input there.
Thank you. Mayor Whalen, I know your time is valuable, and we really, really appreciate you always being here and giving us the straight answers. And again, you and I are always going to talk a little music before we head out, so I'm going to send you off with some Quicksilver Messenger Service this morning. Mayor Whalen, thank you for being with us this morning.
Perfect. Thanks, Ed. Take care. Have a great day.
You as well, sir. 8:44 the time. Mornings with Ed.